How to live this life. We've only got one life to live, and Romans 11, I hid your teachings in my heart so as not to sin against you. And we hide his teachings in our heart, not just by memorizing, but by living them. So that the scriptures become a part of us, not just something that we read or we memorize, but that we actually live them out and understand the Bible because we're living that way. We want to please God, understand completely this, the way he wants us to walk in. So I think we'll just stop there. Now, God bless you boys as you read and understand what the Bible and practice in your life. Walk in the ways of the Lord and the Bible. So, go ahead and say your verses, whatever, go ahead and your verses out, so to speak. Go ahead.
They're about sometime like God helps.
One time a while ago, I ordered some parts for a project that I was doing, and I was real excited about them, and I took them out and played with them a whole lot, and then I was going to go put them together, and so I went, and I got ready, and then here I realized one was missing, and I was real worried, and then here I prayed to God, and then I went out looking all around, and I just took a few steps in a different direction, and there it was sitting on bare ground, just like 50 seconds after I...
One time I lost one of my knives, and I looked and looked, but I couldn't find it, and finally I prayed and I found it.
This week I asked the Lord to help us get the mowing done and help us to work as hard as we could at it. He helped us get the mowing done.
God gave me a nice place to live and a good friend.
A couple of years ago, we were looking for a church that was doing what was right, and God showed us one.
Here, Randall.
We're supposed to get a part, something that, some truths about the verse that, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I thought about the part where it says, his mercy endureth forever, that every day the sun comes up and gives us heat and warmth, and then the sun goes down at night, and we always get rain, and just God always gives those things, those mercies to us.
I thought about Job, how it seemed to him that God just forsook him or left him. But God was always there, and he ended up giving him twice as much as he had. I was thinking about God's faithfulness and just allowing us to figure things out, allowing us to see his goodness, truth, and seek that. And I was just thinking about the hippie movement, of all things. About how they had a delusion of being one, of uniting and humanity uniting, but God's letting us be allowed to be drawn by His Spirit and to We can choose that if we want, and it's up to us. And we can be one as humanity if we want to, but it's our choice. And there's a song I was listening to. It's called Imagine. I forgot who it's by, but I think it's a hippie song, and the guy was talking about, imagine that there's no heaven above us, no hell below us, and everybody just living for today. And imagine humanity is one, and the chorus always goes, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope someday you'll join us, and so the world may be as one. And I was just thinking how that parallels what we believe, you know, just being one. And he was implying there that it was a choice, which it is a choice, but it's not a delusion either. It's a real thing.
I thought the assignment was about how the truth of the Lord endures forever, and I thought about how some people think that what the Bible says isn't for today, and that it was for a long time ago, but we're supposed to do it. It is for forever, and we have to do just what it says.
Just kind of thought of God's goodness and mercy to us, and just His mercy and His goodness. One thing, you know, God, He's the same as He was in the beginning, as He is now. And I mean, that's just something that it's just always going to be. It's just a truth that you can just get a hold of and hold on to. That, I mean, that's pretty solid. You know that He's never going to change, no matter what else happens.
So one way that shows that God or His truth endures forever is just the cycle of nature. Like the boy said, like the sun coming up every morning, and every spring everything greens back up, every fall the leaves fall off the trees, and just there's cycle, and there's security that shows just enduring. It's been that way for hundreds, thousands of years.
I thought the assignment was about God's truth, so I got Abraham was a friend to God, and God promised that his seed would become great, and through Abraham's spirit, we are fulfilling that promise.
Acts 5:38-39. This one judge is talking to the other people, and they're thinking about what they should do with the disciples. And he says, "So in the present case, I say to you, stay away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or action is of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, or else you may even be found fighting against God." And earlier he told about two other movements that, and then when the leader died, then he died away.
I got Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and spring shall not cease by day or night. And so that has kept going all this time.
I had Psalms 117:1-2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. He's merciful with letting us live every day.
Yeah, I just had God's mercies. I mean, He gives us all kinds of stuff that we don't deserve, and He's just really good to us, and He's very merciful when we do wrong. He can strike us dead if He wanted to, but He gives us a second chance. So.
Okay, the older boys, for the next week, think about a way that God speaks to us, so that a way that God leads us, or gives us direction, how God speaks to man. And for the younger boys, find a verse, get a verse ready,